Hello, welcome along to this week's episode of the Let's Get Running podcast. How are you, Jermaine?
Back up, back up, back up. Let's make love to that. I'm good. Shorty Sean. What's going on? What's the white devil said? Because we got a special episode.
We've got a special episode. It should be on February the 14th, but it's not. It's in October. It's the love episode. It's the love show.
Oh boy.
Me and Jermaine talking love, which is going to be nice. If you're not cringing at your home at the moment now listening to this, then we haven't done our job right. But we're going to tell you some stuff about the birds and the bees, so you better be ready for it. Yeah.
Hey. Sean in his running shorts, you can see that he's a player.
I think my friend saw a little photo of me in my short shorts and he said, "You're bringing sexy back to running, Sean." Here we go, hang on. Here's Marvin. I'll put Marvin Gaye on the background, so everyone at home can hear it now. So we're going to talk about that first. But how are you doing, Jermaine? How are the buses?
I've got a little story, a quick story. Yeah. So the bus etiquette,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
So if you see another driver driving the same number of bus as you, you always wave to him, yeah?
Yeah. Like runners waving to runners.
yeah. So like if a number one sees another number one, they'll wave even if you don't know them.
Yeah.
But different routes don't wave, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you'll give way to any bus in your garage because you know them.
Yeah.
But other buses you don't give way, yeah. So it's like that small bus etiquette, yeah.
Yeah.
And then so there's this guy in work. So you think everyone it's like family, like a club.
Yeah.
And this guy goes to me, "Oh, I didn't bring any money. Could I borrow £4 to get some lunch?" I was like, yeah. I gave him £5. I was like, yeah, just, you know, like give him to me next time.
Yeah.
And so a week goes by. I saw this other Polish guy because the guy was Polish. And I said, "Oh, have you seen him? Because you know everyone's face, but you don't know their names." And I said, "Have you seen Matey, the big one?"
Yeah.
He goes, "Oh, he's left." I was like, "Oh, really?" I said, "Oh, he borrowed money before he went." He said, "He borrowed money off loads of bus drivers."
No.
And then left. And then left.
What a lovely little tactic.
So basically, I got conned. I got robbed.
So it was a bad week.
For £5.
A bad week for the caramel kid.
I've been shortchanged now. Shortchanged. That's small time crook, because I was thinking, why borrow £5 or whatever, small money?
Yeah.
Why also borrow big money and then disappear?
Yeah. He's probably made about 25 quid. And that's about it.
and then he's probably got loads of people after him. And then he's gone North London to a different bus company.
I was thinking today about the podcast. I was thinking, we go into these chats about buses. And if you come to listen to this for the first time, it's going to make absolutely no sense. So we are...
It's a running podcast. They say, "Why are they talking about buses?"
So Jermaine, if you don't know Jermaine, you will now. He is the fastest, well, we say this, the fastest bus driver in London. You still got that title, right? Probably, no one's come back.
There's no semi-pro or pro runners that drive buses. So yeah, I've still got that title.
Still winning it, but hey.
Even if I'm out of shape. But yeah.
Nice.
I was going to say, let's get back to topic.
Well, we talked a bit at the live show about Ruth Purbrook. And she, amazingly, if you didn't see the Kona result this weekend, she is the age group world champion for her age, which is amazing. So congratulations to her. She's listening in. And it was amazing, like, listen, because she does so much training. She's got a really busy job in the city and she manages to fit it all in. And she managed to fit it in with a partner who is, you know, who loves cycling as well. So she kind of gets on together. And we were thinking about how, like, I think we spoke in the discussion about afterwards, how to be a runner, to give everything to something like running, you have to have someone that's willing to accept that and understands you and to allows you to be selfish. Because it is a selfish thing that we do. We spend loads of time, you know, stretching and running about and we're tired half the time. So we've got to, like, you've got to find someone that's willing, and friends and family that are willing to accept us, which is important. So this isn't really a show we're going to give you loads of tips. We're just going to say, be aware of yourself. You're a selfish bugger.
And be grateful for the people that accept us.
Yes, exactly. So how did you meet your partner, Jermaine? Is she accepting of you?
Boy.
Or does she try and get you to retire?
like, so I met her in like some posh nightclubs, like £20 to get in.
Yeah.
Everyone sort of wearing suits and stuff. And me and my friend coming out of scrubs, we were like wearing jeans and jumper. Right. And then she's with her mate at the bar.
Yeah.
And then I see someone staring at me. I was thinking, no, is she looking at me?
Yeah.
And then she started smiling. So I was like, okay, I know she's looking at me.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to go over there and talk to her because she's at the bar and I didn't want to buy her a drink.
So runners are also tight. We got to learn that too.
100 pounds for trainers, you know. So I wait for her to go on the dance floor. She went on the dance floor with her friend. So I was like, yeah. Oh, she obviously wants me to go dance for her. So I went strolling over.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you want to dance?
Yeah.
She said no. I was like, what? I was like, what? Then I started talking to her. And then I said, oh, can I get your number?
Yeah.
And then she said, how old are you?
Yeah.
So she ID checked me before she gave me her number. And I'm older than her, but she ID checked me.
Well, she thought you're young. You are fresh-faced, Jermaine.
I am baby-faced. Black don't crack. Black don't crack. So she gave me a number.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, let's dance. And she said, no. And I was like, and in the meantime, because I was with my friend,
yeah,
and I said to my friend, I'll talk to my girlfriend, and obviously,
yeah,
now, and I said, you talk to her friend. He said, yeah. So we went over there together,
yeah,
and he just stood there like a lemon, listening to me have the conversation. So like, I quizzed her about it. Obviously, after she goes, oh, she didn't want to leave her friend dancing on her own.
Right.
And I said, that's fair enough. And then obviously, I kicked, you know. Kicking my friend, thinking, well, if he'd done his job, I would have been all right, you know?
The creep standing on the side, just staring into space. Yeah.
It worked out in the end. But what about you and Molly? What happened?
Well, she actually, Molly was a friend of a friend. So I met her, like, my friend worked with her, who I used to work with, and I met him because he was doing the marathon and he wants some tips. And he brought along this girl, Molly. So he could give me give her some tips because she's running the London Marathon. And so, I met her there, but it was like hard to be, you know, I thought, oh, she's nice, but it was hard to be very like forthcoming. Do you know what I mean? I was keeping it professional. I was chatting about fueling and hydration, nothing else. So I thought, how can I get an engineer a date? Well, I'm a bit, you know, I'm not going out very much. I'm not really on the beer that much. So I thought, how am I going to engineer an opportunity to this? So I thought, oh yeah, what I'll do is I'll organise a prize, right, of a free running technique analysis. So I got this prize and I just emailed her and said, oh yeah, you know, we spoke a little bit about, you know, running.
It sounds creepy, isn't it? Someone abusing power. This is what it sounds like.
So I rigged the competition. Winner was Molly. So we went. We went out for a date. Not a date. We went out and we did a running lesson together. I videoed her.
what for the wank bank?
Yeah. So yeah, but the problem is, like, it was because I wasn't, like, again, I was trying to give her running lessons. It wasn't a very like sexy date. Do you know what I mean? And then she thought I wasn't interested. She thought I was just a bit weird. And then but I managed to, I invited her at the end of my birthday, and then we, on my 30th birthday, and she came along to that, and we got together there.
Well, was that short time after?
Yeah, it was, yeah. So it was, okay. The rigging of the competition didn't actually work, to be honest. But it's worked out all right. Because she runs herself. She's not like a big runner, but she runs a lot, and she's interested in it. Her family have always ran and stuff, so that's good. So she understands, like, when I'm being an idiot, because I am an idiot a lot of the time. Like, I'm tired and cranky, and then I get up in the morning and I'm like getting out for a run, and it's not always nice to live with me. So she accepts me for what I am, and actually I use her as a testimonial, because when we first met, that marathon that I started advising her on, she ran 4:15, and then when we started living together and like, actually we're a couple, I properly trained her, and she ran 3:30. So whenever anyone asks for a testimonial for my coaching, I say, well, in one marathon cycle, I managed to lose 45 minutes off my wife's running time. But it was quite funny. I saw, like, it's maybe quite runners. We're a strange, like, group. in me. Like, if you analyze what we're like, we're all quite introverted and we're all a bit like, we're not that, you know, keen to go and meet each other. When I first went to Highgate, you know, it takes a while for everyone to warm to each other. They're much better now, but like, yeah, we're a strange bunch of people, really. So, we've got to find, there's got to be some easy ways to find people to accept us and to keep up with us.
So, like, Leo, when obviously we first started dating and stuff, she's like, oh, send me a photo. I was like, send me a photo. She sent me a photo of her, and she goes, oh, send me a photo of her. I was like, oh, just go on my website. Right? So because I had a website set up because I was trying to get sponsors and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So she went on it, and she thought I was famous. So straight away she thought, oh, it's like, you know, like big time thing. Yeah, like, that's, like, yeah, that, that's, yeah, how I would do it. That's how I would do it. She just rolls her eyes.
That was like the first time I took Molly to a race. It was Bristol Half Marathon, and they treat you quite nice down there. And we got this nice big hotel in Bristol, and like we had a meal, and there's all these, like, there's a couple of Ethiopians there, and it was quite fun. And she was thinking, this is brilliant. And I come fourth when I was running really well, and I think I was third Brit, I think. And I got some prize money and all this sort of thing. And it was, she was like, oh, this is amazing. You're a top runner and all this. Little did she know that I just got lucky on that race. And I was never going to get any better than that. But hey, it was quite funny. I was thinking the other day about how runners meet each other. And I was in the park down in Amsterdam here. Me and Mole just having a bit of a sit down in the sun. And we saw these two guys actually having a fag, like, and I'm not sure where they're from, but they definitely weren't from Holland, but sitting having a fag. And then they saw this girl, like, sit down, like, in her running tights about three benches down. So the girl hadn't seen him because she was reading her phone or something. So one of the guys, he thinks, oh, I've got an opportunity here. And he was in, like, a tracksuit, but he was having a fag. So I watched him go to the bush, take out a bottle of water, pour the water on his chest so it looked like he was sweating.
No.
Yeah. And then he walked over and sat down next to, like, breathing hard. He jogged over, sat down next to this girl. Was like, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, yeah, I've had a great run. What have you been doing? And tried to get all sleazy with this girl. It was really funny. But I'm hoping no one listens to that.
Did it work?
Did it, fuck. It was.
Did it, fuck. It's all right when you say bad shit.
Oh, shit, I better put a parental advisory on this one. She was quickly back to her phone telling him to sling the rook. But hey, but we've got an interview this week with Joe Dale, and he has set up a runners speed dating in London. So he's going to explain more about it in detail, but he's sort of like, he is a dating runner. He is part of a big group in Victoria Park Harriers, and they started doing this kind of speed dating thing, and he's looking to grow it, maybe even grow it nationwide. So we talked to Joe about
they need more members.
Yeah, forget Tinder, all that sort of thing. If you're a single runner, get down to Love Track, it's called. He'll put more details about it in a sec, but
it does make sense though. Like, obviously if someone's doing similar stuff to what you are, not only are they gonna understand, like, your same mentality, but also your routine is going to be similar and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it makes sense. So let's have Joe on there. He's going to talk about it, and we'll come back after that. Here we go. So on this week's show, we're talking to Joe Dale. How you doing, Joe?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Sean. Good to be on.
Good. And we're just talking, you're over in France for a race tomorrow at the moment.
I certainly am. I've come over with my girlfriend to the Trail du Templier.
Oh, nice.
She's doing 100K. I've copped out this year doing 30K.
Jeez.
Much to my shame.
Yeah, well, I can't believe 100K to me just sounds absolutely nuts. I've got a 10K run to run in a minute session. Mm. I think that sounds long enough for me at the moment. 100K sounds a bit crazy, but good luck to her. Hopefully she's gonna do well.
Yeah, no, I hope so.
And you are the 2017 Man versus Horse Champion. What happened
this year? 2018.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just 3 months ago.
Oh, nice. But you got pipped by a horse. Is that right?
Well, actually, I finished first, but the horse is set off 15 minutes after the people. So I was the first finisher.
Okay.
But then if the horses have 15 minutes to finish, so with a minute to go, it was, activity levels were high. Everyone was waiting for the horse to come in. If it had been 30 seconds slower, I'd have won the prize money.
Oh, no.
But it wasn't to be. I know, heartbreaking stuff.
What was it this year? I remember this quite a It's quite an iconic race, isn't it? I think Guy's have won 20,000
That's
quid
right. I think
before.
It was £3,000 this year. Still enough to be a bit gutted about not winning.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was only one horse as well.
Just one horse. 23 seconds it won by.
Oh, Jesus. When you saw that horse coming over the top, were you considering animal cruelty?
To be honest, mate, I was so exhausted. I didn't care. I was in that beyond euphoria. Yeah. As long as I had a glass of water and some sugar, I did not care about the money.
Next year, are you going to enter next year too?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
get my vengeance down on those horses. Yeah,
damn horses.
Tranquilize the darts with me.
Take them down. So let's talk about sort of running for you. When did you originally get into running?
So I'd always been a runner. I used to love it as a little kid. I was, you know, half decent at school. We used to do cross country at county level.
Yeah.
But then, as we do, we get to 16, discover booze, women.
Yeah.
And just kind of lost touch with running.
Yeah.
I suppose I got back into it. I moved to London when I was 29, 30 to go to uni.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, I guess I was studying with people 10 years younger than me. I had no interest in socializing with.
Yeah.
London can be quite a lonely place if you don't know anybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I found Victoria Park Harriers, and that's become my life. I met my girlfriend, all my friends,
Even
influenced my job.
Yeah, nice. Mm. And it's a cracking place to run, Victoria Park, isn't it?
Brilliant.
You see these heat maps of London, and it's the... I think it might even be the busiest running route in the whole of town. I'm not entirely sure about that, but it's certainly one of them. It's a lovely place to run.
Yeah, it would not surprise me if that's true.
Yeah. And so you're competing for Victoria Park, and you're running quite a lot. How often do you run a week at the moment?
I'm probably running 6 days a week. Yeah. Not always huge distances, but yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not always training runs. You know, I'll run to work, run home again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more about the enjoyment to me than kind of discipline, dedication, training.
And so what kind of motivates you to carry on doing it? Why do you run?
I mean, it's a combination of things. For me, it's always been first and foremost about loving running.
Yeah.
You know, I just find it relaxing. I enjoy the social aspect.
Yeah.
You know, having things like goals for a marathon time is fun, but I always think it's important to remember that it's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been disappointed if I finish a marathon and it's not the time I was aiming for. As long as I finish and I'm not injured, I'm a happy man.
Yeah. And what do you, obviously you're part of Victoria Park, who are kind of quite an active team on the London running scene.
Yeah.
What do you like about it? What's appealing about the London running scene for you?
I love everything about it. Yeah. I mean, I love the people, you know, anyone who's willing to give up their Saturday or Sunday morning to run around the muddy field.
Yeah.
I just feel we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's just something about particularly the cross country scene in London.
Yeah.
It's managed to escape that kind of commercialism. It's, you know, the fact that all the marshals are giving up their time for free.
Yeah.
Just everything about it.
Yeah. And it's like you get to those Met League races, and it's probably the same across the country in different local sort of leagues. And you'll have old guys collecting the tokens who.
Exactly.
You'd run for England back in the 50s or whatever. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You don't really think about it until you ask them about who they ran with. Mm. And you're, I used to run against Dave Moorcroft or, you know, this and that. And it's quite an inspiring place to be.
Yeah. And that's what I love about it. The fact that people at the front stop and start cheering on the people who come in last.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a real sense of community.
Yeah. And obviously these guys are the guys that are at the top there, are the guys that are, you know, close to England vests and that sort of thing. It's quite, everyone is together in that sort of, that scene. It's
absolutely, just, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's competitive, but I think I find it's also strangely not competitive as well with running.
Yeah.
Because it's so black and white, unlike other sports, you know, we know who's the quickest, we know who's the slowest. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. You're just out there to beat yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. And do you run with anyone else? I mean, there's so many different kind of ways of getting out and running these days. Like, do you predominantly run with on your own in Victoria Park, or do you go and sort of join these various crews and that sort of thing? There's quite a lot in East London, isn't there, that are running these days?
Yeah. So I'll run with Vicky Park twice a week on their training sessions.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as you do, you'll meet people about your pace, so I might go for a long run with it at the weekend.
Yeah.
And then with my girlfriend, most of our dates involve going for runs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how did you guys meet originally?
Obviously we met at the race.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, it's the race we're at now, the one in France. We met here last year.
Oh, wow. Did you, what, both going for Victoria Park, or were you there?
No, so she's a friend of my flatmate. So me and my flatmate both happen to run.
Yeah.
And she invited me away on a holiday to this race with some of her friends, who included my now girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, we met here. I invited her for a run a few weeks later.
Yeah.
Romantic first date in the rain.
Yeah, nice.
So I've blossomed from there. Yeah. Been on many romantic runs since.
If she's seen you horrible, sweaty, and struggling after the end of a long 100k race, then she's seen you at your worst moment, I guess.
Exactly.
And do you run together? You managed to kind of get out there and not fight when you're out there running?
Yeah, I mean, we've never done a race together, but yeah, we'll go for a 10-mile jog on a Sunday together.
Yeah, nice.
Up to Hampstead Heath, swim in the pond, and Sunday lunch.
Lovely. I have trouble with, well, my wife would like to run with me more, but she's now, she's getting up to 32 weeks pregnant now, and I think the point, she used to be able to do like an eight minute mile, but that's now in a 10 or 11 minute mile, and yeah, I'm starting to walk alongside her rather than
run. I think we'll let her off that.
Yeah. When that baby goes, she better get fit or else.
Must be incredibly frustrating for you though, Sean. I feel your pain.
Yeah. It's all about me. So you've had this idea, is it with your partner you've had the idea about Love Track?
No, it's not actually. It's with her best friend.
Oh,
we were
right.
Just having a coffee one morning.
Yeah.
Talking about what we could give back to the London running scene.
Yeah.
Because I'm not particularly good at admin or anything like that that the Victoria Park Harriers need.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were sitting in a coffee cafe one morning around Hampstead thinking, what can we do? Because there's so many people we meet on the London running scene, and I think there's more than a grain of truth, this idea about the kind of shy, introverted, long-distance runner.
Hmm.
And there's so many people I know, especially at Victoria Park and other clubs, who... Yeah, they're single, and there's so many other runners from other clubs. People just don't really seem to talk to people from other clubs at races.
Yeah.
I thought, how can we get them together? I know people at my club who fancied other people at the club for years and never said anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just thought it'd be nice to do something, you know, in the kind of vein of Parkrun, this kind of voluntary organisation, just getting people out for a social run. But there doesn't seem to be anything to introduce runners to each other that we could think of. So, yeah, why not combine going for a jog around the park one evening and,
yeah,
let people tell each other they fancy each other.
So what happened on the first session then? How did you get it publicised? How did you reach out to runners and get
so the first one we did on Victoria Park, 7 p.m. on a Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
So it was through a combination of, I put it out on a WhatsApp group to all the Victoria Park Harriet members, and the girl Harriet, who would I do it jointly with, she's into all the kind of new age running, Run Them crew and Midnight Runners.
Yeah.
So she put it out to their kind of scene.
Yeah.
So between us, we got 10 girls and 10 guys to meet up on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Managed to find some old running numbers. So I gave the guys a number between 1 and 10, the girls between 11 and 20.
Yeah.
Got an old boombox on the park. And then, yeah, we had it. So all the guys ran with everyone, all the girls for 3 minutes each.
Yeah.
So, you know, about a lap and a half.
Yeah.
Then at the end, everyone has a little form to tick who they fancy.
Yeah.
We all went to the pub for a pint. And the next morning, me and Harriet would correlate who fancied who.
Yeah.
And just sent any matches a WhatsApp.
Nice.
Yeah. From that first group, I know of at least one couple that were still going strong.
No, That's out of 1 out of 10. That's a pretty good hit rate, isn't it?
That's not bad. It's not bad. It was a few months ago and they're still going strong.
Oh, great. Nice.
Yeah. So he's a member of Vicky Park and he gives me regular updates.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, you have to buy your, was it Cilla Black? You used to have to go and buy a hat. When she's doing Pepe. How close are you to buying that first hat, Joe?
I'm ready for it. I'm optimistic.
And so how are you then taking that forward? Have you had more runs since then?
Yes, we've done two more since. We're now doing it on Regent's Park.
Yeah.
The second Wednesday of every month.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're keeping it free. The aim is just to get London runners meeting each other. Okay. Maybe a bit of a inter-club romance. Getting a bit incestuous at Victoria Park.
So you're branching out to different crews and different...
We'd like to, yeah. We'd like to get some of the Highgate runners, some of the surfers even.
Yeah,
but it's going well.
Great. And how if I was... Obviously, I've just mentioned that I have a wife and a child. If I theoretically wanted to get involved, how would I go about doing it?
So the easiest way, if you go on Facebook, which I assume you're on, just type in Love Track London.
We've got
a small homepage and just message us, say, I want to come to the next one. We'll take your details and let you know.
We've
got 10 girls and 10 guys. That's it. We'll just message them all. Everyone turns up. We usually go for a beer afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually get several messages after the pub saying, I've changed my mind. I want to add this person. I want to take this person away.
It's a bit like, it's a bit like in the way the swiping of the Tinder. Not that I know what Tinder is.
Yeah, exactly.
But, it works in the same way. Oh, great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was another inspiration. I used Tinder before I met my current partner.
Yeah.
And the amount, as a runner, the amount of times you'd meet up, you might fancy someone, get talking. They're asking what your hobbies are. Well, I go running 5 nights a week and they just think you're a complete weirdo. Yeah. You can have nothing in common. All my holidays involve going running. Yeah. It basically dawned on me. I don't think as a decent runner, I could go out with someone who wasn't into running. I just don't think it would work.
Yeah. They wouldn't tolerate it. You've got to be pretty selfish to be a runner, and you need someone who doesn't have to be selfish themselves, but someone who is willing to kind of work with that selfishness, I think, is the key. And if they can understand it, rather then all the better. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then what would you like to do going forward? Are you looking to branch out into other cities if you can manage that sort of thing? Or is it just at the moment a London-based thing?
We're keeping it simple at the moment. But yeah, that'd be the dream. Follow the park run method, I guess.
Yeah.
But okay. No, for now, we'll keep it simple. Just keep runners meeting other runners. It's just a really nice atmosphere. You know, everyone loves it. Everyone's very grateful. Yeah, it's really nice. And if we can get more relationships going.
Yeah, all the better.
Fills me with that warm feeling.
Yeah. You love buying hats.
We will be buying lots of hats. Yeah, generally, I think we've had 4 matches at each one so far.
Okay, pretty good. And how many people are coming down now? What's the numbers of the last session?
So we're keeping it 10 of each, 10 guys, 10 girls at each session.
Okay, cool.
It'd probably get a bit complicated otherwise.
Yeah, okay, because it's lots of numbers and stuff to do.
Yeah.
Excellent, nice. So I can recommend to runners to get down and give it a go. It's better than sitting at home on your own swiping Tinder. At least you know you've got one thing in common, like you say. So it's worth a crack. I have to ask you 3 questions.
Go for it.
We ask for everyone that comes on the show. The first is, if you could be anywhere running now, where would you be? You're in a pretty good spot right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I was going to say, as I'm on holiday with the missus,
yeah,
she's probably going to listen to this. I'd probably be in quite a lot of trouble if I said anywhere except the Massif Central in France.
Together, obviously.
Together. With Sarah, of course.
Yeah, enjoying a nice run around the scenery. Lovely. Yeah. Fantastic. And because you're 30K, well, did you get any major climbs on that? Are you going to be pretty high? Is there a mountain you are traversing?
I'm really bad at looking into details before a race, so I have no idea what I'm doing. I know she's doing about 7,000 metres of climbing.
Wow, okay.
She's doing 100K. I'm doing the 30K race. I haven't got a clue how much, if any, climbing I'll be doing.
We imagine it's some. You're just going to close your eyes and just go for it. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking around me. There's mountains everywhere, so I'm assuming I'll have to climb some of them.
Fantastic. And our second question is, other than Love Track itself, can you recommend our listeners something? So it could be like a TV show, could be a podcast, could be even a track that you have played that have thought that's going to get these love trackers together. And recommend us anything.
Oh, that's a question. If I could recommend anything, go up north and do a fell race. Most London runners have never done that. They cost about £6 to enter. They're brilliant. Fantastic. I find them very inspirational. Fantastic. Seeing 80-year-old guys throwing themselves up and down the mountains.
Yeah. Great stuff. Yeah, I agree. And the last one is, what is in your opinion, is the greatest endurance performance of all time?
Whoa, now we're asking. I'm not much of a running geek. I don't really know about times and distances.
Yeah.
I'm not massively into the whole, you know, obsessing over the 2-hour marathon.
Yeah.
I think the endurance events that really impress me are when I see old guys and old women throw themselves around mountains in their 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
So, like, people like Ed Whitlock, was it? The guy who was still doing a sub-3-hour marathon in his 60s or 70s?
Yeah. Or even in his 80s. I think he was running them into his 80, 81, 82 and died the same year he probably ran a marathon, I think. Because I think he's passed. Yeah, so, yeah, he was doing incredible.
Yeah, 330s. I think to me, that's got to be the most impressive endurance I can think of.
I like it. Nice. Perfect. Yeah. Well, we'll put a link on our notes to the Facebook event, the Facebook page for Love Track.
Yeah, brilliant.
I'll hopefully get more people coming down, and hopefully we'll try and see it, maybe if it all goes well, in different cities around the UK.
That's the dream. One day.
Yeah, one day.
So, Excellent. Love Track London on Facebook rather than just Love Track. Perfect. The lost track had already gone.
Okay.
The people find us.
Yeah. I did have a look and it said, I typed in love track and it came up with why Drake loves the UK. And I thought,
yeah, that's not us.
Yeah. So if you want to read about the rapper Drake, you go ahead with that. If you want to find it, go, it's Love Track London on Facebook. Excellent. Well, nice one, Joe. Good luck with the race tomorrow. I hope all goes well.
Thanks very much. Good nice to speak one. To you, Sean.
You too. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Nice one. So that's Joe. Check out Love Track London. I'm not going to be there. I'm happy with Molly. We've got the baby coming.
I'm not going to be. I'm happy with Molly. But yeah. Anyone that's got a partner but wants to trade in,
yeah,
do like a if you buyback scheme.
So get down there, check it out. Yeah, we should say there've been lots of purchases of the t-shirts. If I can speak properly. Lots of purchases of the t-shirts. They are going like hotcakes. And if you want to get one, get on shop. letsgetrunning.co.uk/shop/t-shirt. And you can pick one up there. And remember, if you are doing that, we are using the company Mailout. And they are a social enterprise who give jobs to people with learning disabilities. So you are helping people as well as buying a t-shirt and keeping this podcast going. What more could you want? Get out there and buy one. We did have a lovely Instagram photo. I put it up on my story today, which is Friday, of Finn Bob Johnson on the Instagram.
He's our new number one fan.
He is an honorary friend of the show, Finn. And his amazing photo was a photo of him on the number 100 bus with driver Abdul. And his Let's Get Running t-shirt. So basically he's won the Let's Get Running internet. So yeah, we'll have to think of somebody who can send him as our number one fan, our honorary friend of the show.
I'll send him some bus pleats and a tie. Yeah?
Lovely. It's a nice one, Finn. That was good to see that photo. It certainly was the funniest thing I've seen today. So nice one for that. And we've had I should look at the reviews, updates? Shouldn't I? Updates, yeah, reviews. Well, here we go.
There must be so many. Your inbox is full.
My inbox is full with the one review we've had since last week. But it's a good one. So we are looking good. And the title is 5 stars, not 4. So that's a little bit of a diss. It's a diss of the ice nutter.
What's it called? What are they called?
Newell Part. So N-U-L-E parts, like I was going to say like a Yule log, but that's with the wrong letter. But Newell Part sent a lovely message. He said, brilliant stuff, or he or she. 5 stars, not 4, comma, not comma, bracket, brilliant stuff, close bracket. And it says this, simply one of the most, if not the most awesome running podcasts out there at the moment. Hats off to both of you for making it so entertaining, informative and real. You've got something very, very special. Please keep it going, guys. No part. Thank we you. Will. Thank we you. Will. We Bruh. Will.
And the ice now. Yeah. What are you going to say? You better come back to that. You better come back and say something.
Oh, hang on.
No part is 1-0 up, you know.
No part is 1-0 up. That was good. So that was our latest review. Thanks a lot for that. Again, if you can give us reviews, it does help us to grow the show. And the more we can grow it, the more likely we are to keep this thing going and keep doing shows every week. So, yeah, the more reviews you can give. You're listening here. It's another 30 minutes, 30, 40 minutes in your ears. We're giving you that. We're not asking you to pay. So the least you can do is say thank you by giving us a review. Come on, though.
But it's just it's mental torture, really.
We're torturing you for 40 minutes every week.
Because after, well, like you said, someone listens to a running show talking about buses.
Yeah.
And then once they finish listening, they got a different perspective on running.
Yeah. And then going on the bus as well. Lovely. Right, I'm going to go and have a sleep because it's not late here, but I am getting ready. I've got a week to go to my big marathon. I've had a lovely week. I'm feeling good. So, yeah, let's hope it goes to plan and I can run my 220 or sub 220 and all be
and
good.
We need if anyone's got any requests of what topics they want to talk about.
Yeah, that's cool. We want to make it helpful as well as silly. So get us in some things. If you want some topics you want covered, or if you want to speak to someone in particular, then let us know and we'll try and get them on the show. I'm trying to get
John. I hope, Hopefully they don't say like Usain Bolt, yeah? Because then you'd be like, oh, Jermaine, you know, because you play football. Like, oh, it's not the same team.
Usain Bolt likes a nice big hefty check for his appearance fee, so I don't think we're going to be able to afford that. But anyone else, we can't get Somo. Don't bother asking about that. But yeah, we'll try and get some other guys on there. I'd like to speak to John Brown, actually. He's quite an interesting fella, the marathon runner. Quite outspoken. Okay. I quite like him. I've tried him a couple of times, but hopefully we'll get something set up with him. We'd be good as well. But yeah,
that'd be good. He used to be a builder by trade.
Did he? Oh, cool. A bit like Stuart Pearce, the footballer. Wasn't he a plumber and then he was a footballer or something like that? Yeah. Let's get him on.
So the working man's runner. We like them.
We like that. Lovely. Right. Well, let you go, Jermaine. We'll speak soon.
Cool. No worries. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.